Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
Lord, I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew I could be so secure. Because of your love, oh God, because of your love, you have made our lives that much better. You have turned the dark days into brighter days, oh God. And we're coming to you this evening, Lord, saying thank you. Father God, we lift you up this evening, God, just glorifying your name, oh God, thanking you, oh God, that you bring light into a dark world, oh God, that you have made the sun shine, oh God, even in the midst of a storm, oh God, that you give us peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we are looking forward to the night show, oh God. We dedicate this show to you, oh God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you bless everyone that's on this call, oh God, that you meet the need, oh God, that you deliver a word that's going to heal, that's going to edify, and most importantly, that's going to save. Father God, use us to your glory and to your honor, oh God, and we declare and decree these airwaves are yours, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful way to start this week, Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour. My name is Victoria Mansherry, and I'm the executive producer for Victorious Radio and Communications. And we welcome you to another wonderful session of Motivational Mondays. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the messages delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the Word of God through ministries and lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly among our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and establish a prayer line throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please be sure to stay tuned for the Bible verse breakdown, which is usually conducted later on the show, that gives a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply it on daily terms. And with that said, let's get right to it and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. You may also contact us by phone The Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. As for the forum rules, we ask that respect is given to others at all times. No badgering, as the assembly is created to be safe and nurturing. In the end, we agree to disagree. Please, no profanity, as we choose to keep this forum clean in his presence. And prayer requests are certainly welcome. So if you have a question or comment for tonight, please press 1, and when appropriate, we will permit you into the forum. So let me start by giving a warm welcome for the leading ladies tonight, Evangelist LaShawn Gabriel O'Brien and Minister Maria Wright. Ladies, let's get motivated.
All right. Happy Monday to you.
All right.
Monday.
That's right. It's Monday.
Wonderful.
So I'm definitely ready for my spiritual vitamin. I need y'all to help me walk out the word of God. So I'm just looking forward to y'all bringing it tonight. I know the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. I went to church, hadn't been to church in a while, and, you know, it was just good, just confirmation of all the beautiful things, especially some of the seeds that you guys have sowed into the community. So I'm ready to get my vitamin and let you guys do what you do best.
Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Always in the house of the Lord. That's a good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tonight we are going to freestyle our topic tonight, which I'm excited to see how the Holy Spirit is going to move. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Do what you do. I'm just going to share this, and then we can go from here. I was reading something today, and I thought it was very powerful about the inward power. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. The word of God tells us that the anointing is not an outward manifestation of power, but it's an inward working of power that teach us, lead us, and guide us in all truth. 1 John 2:27, so this power that works in us is to make us into what we are to be in Christ. But now, let's see how this power works to get us to the place where we should be. Many times we as believers give the devil too much credit. I agree. I always hear the devil do this, the devil that. He gets too much credit. We talk about how he is doing this or that and how powerful he is. But we miss the real power sometimes, focus on the false power. The real power is the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. And the word said that the power is operating in us. You see, the power of the anointing in the Old Testament was the power to bless someone through an outward act of pouring oil upon the priest or king. The anointing was to symbolize the consecration and sanctification for God to use this person for his glory. And his spirit would use them to do great and powerful things like Moses, David, Samson, and others. The power of God would take their effort to use them for greatness. That was good and all. But then Jesus came and was resurrected from the dead. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This changed a lot. Now the Spirit of God can dwell within us, but that's not just so we can get to heaven when we die, but it is so God's kingdom can be here and now. The truth of the matter is, since you are now anointed from within and the power of Jesus resurrection is now operating within you. You have the power of God. You have the power to speak things into existence. You have the power to heal, deliver, and set free. You have the power to cast out devils and raise the dead. You have the power. So this Spirit of God doesn't have to come upon you and work from the outside in, but now His Spirit can dwell within you and operate from the inside out. That changed everything. That brings a relationship into the picture. Now you can commune with God through His Spirit that is within you. Now you can become what He wants you to. You can become what He wants of you because of the Spirit that is within you. Now you can abide in Him and He in you because of the anointing of God dwelling within you, leading you and guiding you into all truth. And what does the truth do? The Word said it makes you free. For example, if you are anointed of God to preach the gospel, then you are led by God to preach the gospel. And the Word said that as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And if you are a son of God, then you have and are entitled to the inheritance of God. I can go on and on, but I hope you are getting this picture. The anointing of God is not an emotion, feeling, or outward work. It is all on the inside. But as it's working in us, leading us, teaching us, and guiding us, we are becoming what He wants of us, a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
And you know, were you going on or can we comment now? Or
mm-hmm, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And you know, and it's really something that you should say that because knowing who we are as a child of God, knowing that we are joint heir with Christ, once we give our life to Christ and profess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and that God, you know, is our God, He says He makes us joint heir with Christ. That means we are Christ's sibling. And as, you know, we can speak for ourselves as parents, what we give to, if we have more than one child, what we give to one child, we give to the other because we bless our children equally. You know, there's no respecter of person. And so we love our child. We recognize that each of our child has different characteristics, but they, you know, are going to accomplish different things, but we love them the same nonetheless. And because of that, that power that He gives us, when we understand what we have, that's where a lot of people miss the mark. They don't understand or don't, you know, you kind of glaze over it, or I'm joint heir with Christ. But if you really take that to heart, that just that right there is enough to just make you say, wow. Because God instilled all of that in Christ, and He said that we are made in His image. That means He instilled that in us. Mm-hmm. Knowing who we are in Him, mm-hmm, and the power that's within to do His good works.
Mm-hmm.
His good works. It's not about us. It's about doing His good works.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mighty word you read, girl.
Yeah, the power that's within us. But you know what keeps coming to me is that we don't have a true understanding of the eternal triune God.
Right.
That's why we don't understand the power that we have.
And explain the triune God so that folks that don't understand, who may be on the line, will understand.
Well, you can help me. Go ahead.
Because we have God the Father, we have God the Son, which is Jesus, and we have God, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's three, but it's one. And the Father, I read somewhere, and I thought it was just, the Father is the designer. He's the protector and the designer and the builder. So he's the builder and the protector. Jesus is the architect. And then the Holy Spirit is the power source. Mm-hmm. And so God created us, but he's also designed us to be all that he's called us to be, and then he's infused us with power, which is the Holy Ghost, to be able to accomplish those things, because in and of ourselves we can't do it. So the Holy Ghost gives us the wisdom, it gives us the revelation knowledge, it gives us the authority to be able to do the things that we don't do. But if you don't understand it's three, but it's one, all wrapped up in one, three all wrapped up in one, then that makes it a little more challenging.
What I have here, too, is God is the creator. Mankind
yep.
lives in a universe whose vastness pre-support a creator. But the question may arise, who made the creator? Science may continue to regress from cause to effect, but it cannot keep going back. Infinity. Without a knowledge of being, an infinite being is God, the eternal one, the cause and the source of every good thing that exists. God revealed himself to man first as a creator. Human
mm-hmm.
beings, every nation, tribe, and tongue acknowledge that there is a super being somewhere in this great beyond civilization.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. If you look at Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
And so I put a pin in it right there for 1 second, because, you know, you said something really key that, you know, first of all, it's a faith thing, but also science can't explain God, because God is the one who made science. He is the one that created everything. And people try to, you know, they'll say this superpower or this super being, as opposed to just calling God God. They come up with all of these other names because they're trying to think this thing out. They'll say, how can you trust in something you don't see? Well, you trust that you're gonna breathe, and that's oxygen, and you can't see that either. But they're trying to explain it either philosophically, you know, with education or with science or whatever, as opposed to just accepting that it's a fact. But his word also tells us that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. So no matter what we think, he always thinks higher than we do. So we can never really get to, you know what I'm saying, to be able to put it from an educational standpoint.
Well, my son, he was doing science, and it's around God, and he was like, why are we doing this? God is science. It's not science and then God. It's God, then science.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. It is.
I can't answer why we doing it, but as long as you know, that is God.
That's uh-huh.
That's the end of the. You got an A.
Discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, you got an A because you know.
Mhm. And you know, and it's a beautiful thing that he could speak it so boldly, and with such certainty. It's no second guessing with him.
No, it's
and
not.
That is, you know, that's awesome. That is awesome.
And it's good, too, because if you don't know, you can get tripped up as you move forward in your education.
Mm-hmm.
Stop thinking that it's science and not God.
Yeah. And when you look at it, you know, just looking at, I love being on the road. And one thing when I used to live in California, one thing I used to love about California is you could ride up the coast, and on one side is the water, is the ocean, and you can't see the end of it. And on the other side, on that same highway, would be the mountains, and they would just be enormous. And just the awesomeness of God just riding down that stretch of highway, and you're just seeing the water just go on forever, and then the mountains looking like they're reaching the sky. It was just a greatness that you can't even explain. You know, and it's like, how can anybody even try to explain this? It's just, you know, it is what it is.
That's why I like cruising.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're looking at the water and how beautiful it is and what's in the ocean, and it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just amazing. And let's go, because this was even in, it's even in Proverbs, but how a ship, a vessel made of, that is that heavy, them things weigh gazillions of tons, right? It weighs so many tons, and yet it stays afloat.
Yeah.
God.
Now, how is that?
Yeah, to create to give the mind to give man the knowledge to be able to build that. And it started with the ark and just, you know, improved over time. But you know what I'm saying? Even in
uh-huh.
that, able to stay afloat. Because look at even how heavy the ark was. Let's just go there. The ark had all these animals, two of every kind, plus Noah and his family. You know that thing, and plus all the food that they could need. You know that thing wasn't light. But
no.
Yet it stayed afloat. Wood. Stayed afloat. God,
yeah.
I'm telling you. You about to make me shout and run around this room. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus.
Yeah. God is awesome. He's awesome. So when you understand him and his in the three different persons, that's when you can really move in the power and authority that you have. I'm going to go to the next point. God has further revealed himself to man as a purity, a perfect unit. Although the word Trinity is not found in Scripture, it does express the truth of God. Revealing himself, we worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because he has acknowledged himself as such from the beginning. The Hebrew word Elohim, used in Genesis 1:1 and 2,700 other places in the Old Testament, is an unplural noun meaning God, and is so translated 239 times. See Genesis 3:5, 1 Samuel 4:8. God is Elohim is not one person, not one in number, but one in perfect unity.
Yes.
Let me say that again. It's not one person, not one in number, but one in perfect unity. There are three separate and distinct persons in the Godhead, known to us as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And yet, these three are still one God. For there
yes.
are three who bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. 1 John 5:7. I hope this is helping somebody.
Amen.
I hope it's helping somebody. So who do you see God has. And you know what's coming to me right now is that, you know, Jesus said, no, God said you only can come to him through Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. then Jesus said that I'm going to go so the Comforter can come.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Old Testament, God was, they had direct connect with God. They didn't have Jesus. But the Holy Spirit was with them with certain ones. Everybody didn't have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, but certain ones did, which,
mm-hmm.
which is the Spirit of God. So you have access to God by the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Ah, Jesus. Ah, Lord Jesus.
And you're absolutely right, because the Holy Spirit is God, and he's dwelling in you, and he's abiding in you. He says, I will abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
So he is actually living and, you know, residing in your belly. He is there to be able to guide you and direct you. And that's why sometimes we just have to get still and just listen to what he's telling us. Because he's there to guide us. We just got to receive what he tells us to do.
And I think that then it's not the fact that people don't listen. I believe the enemy make a lot of noise where you can't hear.
Mm-hmm. A lot of chatter.
Yeah, where you mm-hmm. can't hear. And that goes back to what we've been discussing, that soul area. Because if that
right.
soul area is not healed, you're not going to hear God clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spirit, you know, will be hindered by that. But it don't mean it ain't there. It
right.
just won't be
right.
able to expand at the level
yep.
that it wants to expand in that person's life. The only possible way that three of anything can be one is in the sense of unity. Even as a husband and wife become one flesh through marriage, they still maintain their separate personality and individuality. But in the sense of unity, they are not two, but one. A father, mother, and a child, although they are three separate individuals, do not constitute three families, but one family. Accordingly, we do not worship three gods. We do worship three separate and distinct persons, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit as one God, Elohim. In many cases in the Old Testament, the triune God is indicated by the use of the plural pronoun us, such as in the following, and God Elohim say, let us make man in our image after our likeness. I don't know if anybody ever seen that before. You probably heard it, but I don't know if you noticed us.
Repeat that, Sean. Say it one more time.
Okay. Elohim, in many cases in the Old Testament, the triune God is indicated by the use of the pronoun us, such as in the following, and God Elohim said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So he's talking
Amen.
About more than just one.
Yeah. Yeah. He's talking about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Image and
in
likeness. Mm-hmm.
That means the Word, because it, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Remember that? So
mm-hmm.
not only was the Word God, was God, but the Word was with God, meaning God was, Jesus was walking with him in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say let us, that's where the Elohim can come from in the Old Testament, because he was letting us know from verse 1 that Jesus was there, the Son was there the whole time. So, and you know, as well as, you know, the Holy Ghost is when the Holy Ghost showed up in a few days, you know, as he showed up, and then the prophets, because the prophets could only, you know, they were getting that from, you know, the download.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, if we recognize that, then we recognize that when he says us, that means the word is in us.
Mm-hmm.
We have, and you're so right with the chatter, the issues, the hurts, the pains, the whatever that we talk about, that just soul experiences does block and put a barrier between you hearing the word speak to you, because you're so busy caught up in the chatter, that chatter of the enemy, that you can't hear the voice of God because you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Yes. And that's the plan that the enemy has, is to keep you unfocused, so you won't grow in the things
yeah.
of God, and you won't understand
yeah.
that you have power. You won't if
mm-hmm.
if he can keep you from not clearly hearing and understanding who you are in Christ. He
mm-hmm.
said he made us in his image, in
mm-hmm.
his likeness. So that was against us from day one.
Right.
And,
right.
Satan knew that we made in his image. What? I gotta keep them bound up. So they gonna take over.
Right, and you know what? Because he wanted to be God. That's why he got kicked out.
Right.
Because he thought he wasn't happy with being made in the image of God and being his right-hand man. He wanted to be him.
And that's why we're so unfocused, because we're taking on the attributes of him, Satan, more so than God, because we're not clearly understanding the word. Even
right.
though we're in church, I'm just saying, even though we're in church, we not really using our weapons and our power.
Mm-hmm. And because the enemy knows the word as well, because he was right there with God.
Yeah, he
like
there.
Jesus was right there with Jesus. You know, he knows the word.
Yeah.
And so, but he perverts it so that it suits his case. And so if we don't, you know, but the word tells us that mercy suits our case. If we don't understand the word, and we're not reading the word and trying to apply the word to our life and trying to get an understanding, when the enemy sends that perverted word to us, it sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he hams us up.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll try to twist the word to make it fit your situation. Now, God could shed tell you to do something, but the enemy may come in and try to pervert that thing so that God doesn't get the glory. And then that's how people start being taken advantage of, being used and abused and hurt and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he'll tell you to do it, and you're not hearing that it's not the time.
Yeah.
And Satan's like,
yeah.
yeah, it is. Come on, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, nah, not yet.
Right.
But God is good. He giving you all the weapons, all the man. He, Lord Jesus. It's an army. We in God's army. And we all is in boot camp. Some of us have came up to different levels, maybe sergeant, lieutenant, or well, I don't know the highest rank in the army, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Because you have put in the time to earn those stripes in the word. But we all are in it. We all soldiers, and we all have to grow. So each one of us have weapons and we have our armor.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to know that we have the authority to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're in war, and if you don't use them, you're just going to get bum rushed and taken
mm-hmm.
out.
No.
Just like they do when you over in, I'm just going to say Afghanistan, because that's what we know. And in this time, you know, they have to be prepared.
And see, the general, that's the high one in the army, the general, he's going to sit there. And he's going to strategize. He's going to survey the area. And he's going to perform analytics, if you will, analysis to be able to see, you know, to be able to project and make the moves and strategize which way they're going to move, which way they're going to go. Well, for us, the analytics and the strategy has already been done by God.
Mm-hmm.
So all we have to do is read the plan, because he, once the general creates the strategy for the troops, he disseminates the information to those that are in charge of the different units so that they can read the plan and carry it out. Well, it's already been written for us.
Yeah, that's true. But prior to getting the plan and hitting the pavement and attacking, you got your drill sergeant.
Uh-huh.
That's going to take care of some of the things to make sure you stay alive.
Uh-huh. The preparation, the tests, and all of that.
Yeah, to give you all that you need to prepare for attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just like the Army, now that we're using this analogy, each person in the Army, no matter what their ranking may be, from the private on up, you know, from the enlisted to the officers or whatever, whatever their rank, each person has a role to play, and their role is vital, and each person, and that role, you know, is needed to keep the machine or to keep the Army moving forward, right? Because if one person falls out, it can affect the whole unit. If one person is doing their piece. And so it is with us as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot think that, okay, I'm not the choir, the music minister, or I'm not, you know, the choir director, or I'm not in the pulpit, or I'm not the head usher, or I'm not, that we are not important, because we are, no matter what our role is.
Mm-hmm.
In the laity, we are important.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? The leaders need somebody to hold their arms up, too. The matter of fact, the ones that's holding their arms up are just as important because they're the ones keeping them prayed up. You got to have somebody praying you up, that intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important as the one that might be speaking. Somebody got to keep you prayed up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are missing. They're so busy trying to compete and you know, to do this and do that they're missing the part. Just do what God has assigned you to do, because what he's assigned you to do is just as important as what Sally Sue has been assigned to do over there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he talk about the body of Christ, because the body is just like we talk about the Army. Everybody has a place and a purpose. And somebody was talking about your toe, your feet, your pinky toe is just as important as your big toe. Your pinky toe is what keep you standing. It's not your big toe. And the pinky toe is the smallest the smallest toe.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, well, it doesn't have to be nothing grand. Just love God. Just love on Him. Worship Him, and whatever He do, whatever He have you to do, He might just have you to go and hug somebody. You might have a hugging ministry. That's okay. That's
mm-hmm.
blessing somebody.
Yeah, because that hug that you give might be the only hug that person to get. Or that might be the hug that kept that person alive because they was finna take their life. But because you hugged them or smiled or loved on them, they decided that they would continue on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just know when you hear the army of the Lord, it's not just, I'm in the army of the Lord. That's not, take it serious. You are a soldier. You have weapons. You have your garment. You have your, what I'm trying to say, your helmet of salvation, your breastplate. You have all your gear.
Yeah.
You have everything. Mm-hmm. And he has given you bullets, a gun.
The whole thing.
The
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, just know, you have power, inward power. And I'm gonna hit this point right here. I don't think I said this yet. No. Here we have this state that all three persons of the Godhead cooperated in the creation of man, and that man was created in the image and after the likeness of the triune God. This clearly teaches that each member of the Godhead has a personal body, soul, and spirit. Adam was created not merely in the mental, moral, and spiritual image of God, but in the physical image as well, in our image after our likeness. And I said, well, praise God. Body, soul, and spirit. That's three, right?
Yep. Amen.
That's what we have, right?
Yep. Amen.
That's what he's saying. That's who he is.
Yep. Amen. He said we was in the image.
That's what you have. His spirit is dwelling in you.
Mm-hmm.
In his likeness, he has a body, soul, and a spirit.
And all he wants us to do is just wake up and thank him. Acknowledge that you know that he's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Start your day all right. You know what, God? Thank you for waking me up this morning because that's what woke you up.
Yeah, you're right.
In your right mind, started you on your way.
Mm-hmm. God put the physical image as well in our image after our likeness. Some person has misinterpreted God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, John 4:24, to mean that God the Father does not have a bodily form, but is some kind of, what's this, nubilis, substance, unable to be seen. This is simple is not so. Besides, being unscriptural. It is ridiculous to think that throughout eternity we will strive to relate to a being so foreign to our existence. God has always desired to give a clear revelation of himself to man and long for a personal relationship with, personal relationship with him. Amen. So,
amen.
He's an awesome God. That's all I can say.
Yes, he is. Amazing. You know, I was sharing, someone was struggling today, and, you know, they was like, you know, I'm struggling with this, that, and the other. And the thing was, you know what, man, don't let the enemy, I said, kick Slewfoot back to hell right where he belongs. You know, it's like we have to stop letting him tap dance on our brain. You know, we have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that junk? Or omit it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Omit it, you know. And it just kind of like, I, you know, it's like I snapped. I was like, what? you know, but it's because we have, God has given us the ability, and I just want to see people use, and ourselves included, for us to continue to use what God has given us.
Amen. I guess we should take a break and do the announcement.
Amen. Well, you know what, saints? We are just really excited. You know what? Our bus trip is coming up. Amen. We are just really excited. Cannot wait. March 26th, going to see Samson at Sight and Sound. And it's interesting because, you know, everybody's trying to go now, and I'm just really happy, glad to say I'm already scheduled to go. I'm going. So I'm really excited about that, you know. We are leaving the Oxon Hill parking lot at 8 a.m. sharp. We need you to be there at 7:30, so please do not be late so we can get on the bus, make sure that everyone is present and accounted for, so that 8 o'clock we will be rolling down the road. If you're not there, we're going to be waving goodbye to you, amen, because we leave on time. And we have a schedule, so we will be going to the outlets, we'll be getting something to eat, and we'll be going to the play and returning home, and we are just so excited. So please be on time. And, you know, SWP, we, you know, God uses us for so many things, praise God, but one of the things that we like to do is to see people prosper in the gifts and talents that's what we love to see, is people prosper in the gifts and talents that God has instilled in them. Because what's really just exciting to us too is to see our fellow members of SWP doing things to help promote the ministry, but not just the ministry, but the word of God, and getting out there and saying, you know, we are about our Father's business, and trying to help other people get their business off the ground. So one of our members was in contact with a young lady who has a budding T-shirt business. And this young lady designed an awesome T-shirt for SWP. So if you are going on the bus trip, or even if you're not going on the bus trip and you are interested in getting one of these T-shirts, please contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. The T-shirts are $24, has an awesome design of Sisters with Purpose and our butterfly logo. So please contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net to place your order. The T-shirts are $24. I tell you, you will not be sad. You'll be glad that you did it, and then you'll be promoting, helping someone build and expound on their gifts. The other thing that we're excited about as we prepare for is our Weekend of Serenity. And, yes, we are starting early, even though it's October 28th to October 30th. We're starting early because we have a lot of good things in store, and we don't want you to miss out. So if you are interested in going on the Weekend of Serenity, this is for ladies only, we are taking reservations right now. And you can also contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. You say, Maria, where are you going? I'm so glad you asked. We are going to Sandy Cove, which is a religious conference center located in Northeast Maryland. It is on the it sits on the Chesapeake Bay, and it is absolutely amazing. When you turn onto the property, as soon as you turn on the property, you will feel the presence of the Lord. So we are just excited about what God is going to do on our Weekend of Serenity and just how he's going to move. Each year he gets better and better. So if you are interested, please, please contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Anything else, Sean, I forgot that we want to lift up?
Nothing I can think of.
Amen. So those are our announcements, and we are really happy, glad. And, you know, just any questions, or check us out on Facebook, too. Sisters with Purpose, Kingdom of Heaven Ministries, we are on Facebook. And just, you know, check us out. That's another great way to keep in tune with what's going on in the ministry. Like our page. And spread the word. Amen.
Amen. Do you have a Bible breakdown?
Yes, I do. We were actually, let me get my glasses. We were actually talking about Romans. Matter of fact, last night. And that thing was resonating with me. And so I just wanted to go back to it.
Okay.
And, you know, because I love Romans. One, that's our foundational scripture. Romans 8:28 is the foundational scripture for Sisters with Purpose. And so I wanted to just share because we're talking about since we're talking about the Spirit, if we look at Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us and groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So this really goes in line. God loves us that much that he's indwelled in us, his Spirit, that can help us even when our weak times. He helps us in our times of strength, but when we are weak, he's there. He's interceding on our behalf. When we don't know what to pray for, he is there to help us. All we have to do is call on him. And if we can't even speak, he even understands what I was sharing with the congregation on yesterday. If we moan, if we groan, the Spirit that's in us even understands that if we can't get out the exact words because of his love for us. So, and he looks at our heart. He searches our heart. He knows what's going on in us because he knows the mind of the Spirit that he has in place in us. He knows his own mind. So he knows what he's thinking concerning us. It's up to us to trust the Spirit. It's up to us to trust God because he already knows what's best for us, and he knows how to help us overcome all the challenges that we have. God is a good God. God is an amazing God. You know, and that's why, you know, one of the reasons we chose our foundational scripture, because we know that when we love God and we just follow him and we seek him and he's done, everything's going to come together for the good, because he's called us for a particular purpose. So he's going to work within us to help us to achieve that purpose and to come into the realization of the purpose for which he's called us. And this purpose, this calling that he's placed on our life, even our life, was known before the beginning of time, before he predestined a long time ago of where we was going to be. He already knew.
Mm-hmm.
How can you help but know the love of God who love you just that much?
Yes,
to be able to live in you and guide you and give you the thought. He can guide your thoughts and direct your path. He's a protector. He's a lover. He is everything you need him to be. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, my gosh.
Praise God.
He's the divine person. The Holy Spirit is a divine purpose. This is what my Bible says. The Holy Spirit is a divine purpose with a plan. He's a divine person with a plan and purpose for our lives. He doesn't come to us haphazardly. He is a person of purpose. God has an eternal plan and purpose for every individual who accepts him as Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is God bringing that purpose to reality as we learn to yield to his will for our lives. Paul declared to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" 1 Corinthians 6:19. The Holy Spirit does not reside in the church building. He lives in us. Though he resides in our spirit, his work is limited by what we know him to do through our souls and bodies. That is why we need to die to our soulless nature. It is so we can cooperate with him to accomplish his purpose. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. He's good. He's good all the time.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. The lover of my soul.
Yeah.
The dance in my feet and the clap in my hands. We just praise you, Lord God. We just thank you. We honor you tonight. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to close out with a song, and that will be the end of the show for tonight.
Amen.
My